Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Host of Enough Said on Fox Nation, also a Fox News contributor. You see him there all the time on Twitter at Planet Tyrus. He's got a great Instagram account as well. Tyrus, I don't know what your thoughts are on there. I would assume that you've got your own thoughts on the issue, and that's why we have you here each week. But, you know, I get so tired of talking about, you know, white suburban women and black men, and as if somebody's going to unlock the key to getting all of the votes of this one simple monolith. Is it really that easy, and I'm just thinking too hard on this?
All right. First of all, you must have been reading my mind.
Yes.
Because I was literally...
That's not easy to do, Tyrus.
Please ask me about this. Please ask me about this. Because I am just heated. First of all, the scrutiny that Ice Cube got had me just going out my mind. If I could just give everyone a history lesson on who the man that Ice Cube is. This is even as a young brother, he was anti-establishment. NWA album said featuring Ice Cube because he would not sign with the record label. And he was so talented, they still had to keep him on the album. Understand that he was he's been going against the grain, doing it his own way his entire career. If there was ever a model of how to be successful in the entertainment business without selling your soul, it is Ice Cube. So when I heard about the Platinum Plan, it made perfect sense to me. People don't get along. There is no secret that there is no love between Ice Cube and President Trump. But when the opportunity approached to better the lives of American people, regardless of color, but in this instance, it helps people of color, you would be a fool not to hear the conversation. Because here's the thing, men of differences coming together for a common goal. While that is happening, there will be an understanding developed, an education happening on both sides, blind spots fixed. So maybe when it's over, the president and his people will have a different understanding and see where Ice Cube was coming from, and then they can see where he's coming from. And that is how boys and girls understanding and change is made and diversity the gap is closed a little bit. So these walking hypocrites that have the gall, the unmitigated gall, to call Ice Cube a sellout. Did you not remember NWA? Do you not remember any one of his albums? Pick one. This is a guy you want to go heads up with? No Vaseline, King of the Hill. Take a listen, Don Lemon. And the fact when you sit in a place of success, Don Lemon gets paid a lot of money to give his opinion every week. And if he doesn't think that has afforded him things above equality, he's out his mind and he's not being true.
Yeah.
If you take a poor man and give him the opportunity to be a rich man, your life changes. Because this country is more about class than it is skin. And don't get it twisted. The fact that you know why it's a problem? Because it wasn't his idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't a liberal idea, so therefore you're going to be bamboozling tricks. So now you're telling me that black men cannot make educated decisions on their own unless Don Lemon or a Democrat or a liberal is guiding them?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the hypocrisy of that, the racism of that, the idealism of that is ridiculous. And it makes me laugh. D.L. Hughley had the nerve to call Ice Cube a sellout. And he's the same D.L. Hughley who's sending DMs trying to be in his movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hypocrisy is hilarious. Just say, look, that's a good idea. Wow, you found a way. Let's say everything you state Don Lemon says about President Trump is true. Let's just say for this argument, okay, he's a walking racist. He hates women, all those things, right? And he's willing to sit down with Ice Cube and take Ice Cube's advice on how to help a certain population of this country reach higher levels of equality and financial freedom.
Mm-hmm. Ice Cube said
that to me is a good deal. I'm down with that. I'm in with that. Mr. President, if you're listening, Cube, you listen, holler at your boy. I'm in. Whatever. If the Ku Klux Klan had a plan tomorrow to make education better for everybody, I'm going to listen to it. And then when it's over, we're not going to play golf together. They're going to go do their thing, and I'm going to do my thing.
But we can put. Ku Klux Klan does.
But I'm just saying, it's the hypocrisy of this. You don't want us everyone getting along. You want the drama.
Joe Biden's camp said we'll talk to you after the election. What's that mean to you?
I think because that's what Joe Biden's been doing this entire campaign. He's not going to say anything that he's got to be held to because he is representing two different parties. I think Biden sees the writing on the wall. He sees by being quiet and not making a stance that the president could give this election away. I think Joe Biden would be in the same position President Trump would be to work with Ice Cube, but he hasn't done it. He didn't do it.
So when
President Trump's doing it. So that's why I'm like,
did you see the Chris Cuomo interview? Whoa. Like the only thing that Chris Cuomo wanted out of Ice Cube was say that you're not like on Team Trump. Like that's, I don't care about any progress. Progress is great. He got
progress.
Ice Cube got Cuomo to admit that that black people need more from the Democrat Party and that the Democrat Party has let him down. Cuomo said that. And that was right when Don Lemon had prefaced the whole thing by saying that Ice Cube needs to watch where he steps, basically. And I mean, like,
yeah,
I'm just like peeking around the corner watching this.
Let's keep it. Okay, first of all, shout out to Cube's bodyguard team. I haven't seen them since we were in the Coliseum together when Cube and Snoop did a collaboration on the Coliseum about, I don't know, maybe it was 8 years ago. It seemed like a lifetime ago. But the fact that Don Lemon's telling people, watch where you step, for real, that's where we're at now? To where
Why does he get to speak this way?
But here's the point. It's not news. It's his opinion. And this is the problem with the Democratic Party I've had since day one. And I've said it a million times on this show. That polite racism that you can't do anything unless we help you do it, children. Like, they treat the message of their politics is treating black men and women like children. We will set programs for you that we will run to help you be better people. You can't do it without us. And if you do it without us, you better watch out. You're going to get tricked. You need us. You can't be anywhere with us. And then we'll make you promises. And then, well, we just couldn't get around to it yet. That is basically what a big part of, not all of it, but especially the extreme left does to minorities. They make promises which they never intend to fulfill. Sounds good. Sounds great. Don't really have a plan for it. And then when they're in office, they just can't get around to it. Like, even as much as I was a supporter of Barack Obama, I was always very skeptical of the Democratic Senate. And even when he had the Senate and the House, they still found ways to not get the things that he wanted done. Why? Because it wasn't their idea. They had everything they wanted, but it wasn't our idea. What do you think is going to happen? Let's say Biden wins. There's a new Democratic Senate. I guarantee you we'll be talking every week about the gridlock and the hems and haws and the splits and no one, and nothing gets done. And then Republicans take over and they start crying boo-hoo again. You can set a watch to it.
No, I told Katie at the beginning of the segment, I said, I think this is the Tyrus that sometimes cusses. Just be prepared.
Did I?
No, you didn't. No. I was prepared. It's the best segments you do.
You know, sometimes the thug in me just, you know, I wasn't always just, you know, talking stuff. Like, I earn my living. So
we have a lot of people commenting on our live stream right now saying, I want this segment, Me Too. People are fired up by what you're saying. Do you think that voters out there, do they sympathize with you and what you're saying or what Don Lemon is saying?
I hope voters are sympathizing what's best for them. If my opinions don't fit your flow, don't go with me. I'm okay with that. Vote what's best for you and your family. If you believe that you have a better shot at having a better life voting for President Trump, then you do that. And if you believe that Joe Biden is a better out for your family, then you vote that way. It's none of my damn business what my neighbor votes. You vote your heart, you vote your conscience, you vote. I vote off policies that are best for me. How I voted when I was broke in college is way different than how I voted now as a thousandaire. I look at things way different, you know, because I look at policy. What's best for me? What's best for my bottom line? Last election, President Trump was better for my bottom line. So I went that way. And I don't got to apologize. And I'm a grown-ass man. And there it was. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That one's allowed.
Okay. And I'm going to vote that way. And I don't expect anyone in the country to go, you know what? Tyrus is voting that way. I'm going to vote that way, too. No, sir. No, ma'am. You vote what's best for you, unless where the chips fall where they may. And I'm cool with that, because either way, I'm going to adjust. If President Trump gets another 4 years, phenomenal. If Biden does, I'll adjust. Like, it's ridiculous.
We only got one more hit with you before this election takes place.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Don Lemon telling. What world do we live in where Don Lemon's telling Ice Cube to watch his step?
The reality that exists around CNN. I don't know.
Whining victimism versus gangster rap. And whiny victimism is making threats? Is that where we at now?
This is the best.
Because if Cube fires back, he's threatened me. Let's cancel his albums. I've been listening to No Vaseline album all day waiting for this interview. I'm throwing weights around. Like, I just, the temerity hoodwinked.
Tyrus, come you're on, fired man. Up. What'd you eat for breakfast today? Did you have a sensible meal for breakfast today? Come
on. Yes, I did. I had my sensible meal. I had my traditional breakfast. I
you're
had
speaking
eggs,
very
bacon,
sensibly.
Potatoes. Yeah. Because nothing else is. You can't argue with ignorant, because they will connect anything. You cannot argue with ignorant. You trying to do something to better people, better watch out. You're going to get tricked. How?
Man, Tyrus, you're a pleasure to speak with each and every time we have you on here. And I'm going to encourage people to follow you on Instagram and on Twitter. And also make sure you check out the Greg Gutfeld Show, because you keep it real there, too. Also, I tweeted this at you this week, but I don't know how you feel about the phrase they've called a lid, but I want that phrase to die a slow and painful death. And I thought that Greg Gutfeld or you could possibly make that happen.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'm on it.
Fantastic.
Just one more thing real quick.
Yeah,
how the hell are you going to tell a self-made millionaire, almost billionaire, with his own production company, movie company, employs his family, employs his community, that he don't know what he's doing? He don't work for anybody. Everybody works for him.
I want to hear you debate
in his DNA. He clocks in an Ice Cube. What the hell? Come on, Don. Man, stop it.
Tyrus, thank you. This is what we needed. This is what you needed, I think. But this is what we needed.
Slow clap for Tyrus.
No, don't apologize.
Love it.
Mic drop. Mic has been dropped.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly.
Parts.